I've been eyeing you for quite some time. Followed you on social media. I know a little bit about you. I know a little bit about your friends, about your family, where you work. It wasn't hard to find. You know, these days everyone seems to just post anything and everything. From the coffee they get in the morning, to the gym they go to, down to taking pictures outside your apartment, by your car. Sometimes you'll take your bike out. Not a lot of people really understand what it means to keep things private. No one ever thinks that it would ever happen to them. Oh, I'm just a nobody. I only share my information with my friends. I don't need to keep anything private. It's kind of funny how you don't even know me. You don't even know what's going to happen. You don't even know that I'm making my way to you. You don't know when. You don't know what my intentions are. But I think you can put two and two together. You see, I'm not following you with ill intentions, no. At face value, that's what it might seem like. That's what it might look like. Some stranger lurking in every corner. You don't even know if we're in the same city. I could be in a whole other fucking country for all you know. Eventually we'll get to know each other. You'll know what I look like. Maybe you'll even know my name. We might even become friends. When that day comes, you'll never know. You'll never know what comes next. I can build a very positive rapport with you. Really get to know you in and out. Not like what I already have on you is lacking anything else I need to know, really. I mean, I have it down to your favorite sandwich that you like to pick up at the corner shop. Really, it isn't hard. And this isn't so much so a PSA. By the time you hear this, it's probably too late. You probably won't hear this anytime soon, though. Think of it like a diary, a little audio log. Day one. On my journey to owning that cunt. I know it doesn't sound like much. I'm really trying to keep it all in, but I'm very, very excited. I can't wait to get to know you. We'll become well acquainted. I promise you. Who knows what my game plan is? Sometimes even I don't know. This is new to me too. Following someone, studying, observing, keeping track. Really, all of this effort, all of this work is just so that we can be together. When I first saw you, I just knew that there was no way, no way in this fucking world that I wasn't going to have you. And you know, maybe you're seeing someone these days, but they'll never love you like I do. They'll never put as much effort into understanding your soul like I do. Hell, I don't even want to get into it, but I know what really gets you off. I'm not trying to expose any secrets here. Really, you're the only person that's ever going to hear this, so. But all the stuff that you make out to other people, all the stuff that you, I guess you fabricate so that you don't seem like a black sheep. You don't stick out too much. You're not deemed as weird, all these lies to hide who you truly are. When you found out, you probably got really scared. You probably thought, oh, I must be fucked up for liking that. Who gets off on physical violence? Rape? Degradation? Blood? Sometimes there's knives, sometimes there's guns. Sometimes just hands and leather gloves, choking the life right out of that poor girl on the screen. It makes you come the hardest. Once I saw you tried to get off on regular porn, you're just fingering yourself for, I don't know, time was passing. It must have been an hour, 2 hours. You just couldn't get off. With a worried look in your eye, you started typing in something else in the search bar. And within seconds, there it was. The quality is kind of shit. The audio is also kind of shit. You can't really tell if what you're witnessing is a real assault, scripted, some weird art house film. Regardless, the shrieking on the speakers and the fake blood, or is it real blood? And that's when you come almost instantly, your fingers digging into your cunt, wet, and just, it's such a beautiful fucking sight. And when you can't get enough, when you just want to come again and again and again and again, you just keep going. Sometimes you'll have toys. Sometimes you'll put a knife to your own throat. I see you crying. But it isn't crying because you're concerned about what you're doing. You're crying because you're so overwhelmed with pleasure. You just want that to happen to you, and I know you can't admit it to anyone that you've been with. Can you imagine going on a date with someone and telling them, oh, when you come back to my place tonight, I need you to pretend to break into my apartment, grab the knife on the table and threaten me with it while you fuck me, while you finger me, while you choke me? Is that any conversation that you can have with a stranger? No, I doubt it. But that's why I'm here. And that's what I'm going to give you. That's what I do. I have everything on you. Down to the nitty gritty. Down to the dirtiest, filthiest, most vile part of your life. You try to hide. There's no need for that anymore, baby. There's no need for that. I know when I go through with it, when I finally get to you, when we've become so close, when you've earned my trust and I've earned yours, things are going to change so quickly. It might even happen overnight. You're gonna want me over one night, have some drinks maybe. I don't even need to break in. I've already planted the seed. I could just take you there. think you should be excited. I think you should be looking forward to that. I'll drop hints every now and then, but nothing too explicit. I don't want to ruin the surprise. I need you to fall in love with me. I need you to give me your everything. You can't skimp out. You're lucky that I am giving you so many opportunities. And you're lucky I'm very patient. But I can only be so patient. Oh, I can imagine. I can feel you squirming under me. You're screaming. You're saying all these words that start to not make any more sense. You don't even know what you're trying to say to me. Are you trying to get me off? Are you trying to fight? Are you trying to let me know that you want it more? You need it more violent. You need it more loud. You need it more fucking degrading. Because you're just a fucking slut that wants to be destroyed. Oh, I know you. I know you. I can even see it unfold. My hand in a fist, your hair tangled in between my fingers, and the other hand with a knife slowly teasing you. It's not really a sharp knife, no. You haven't sharpened it in a while, but that doesn't matter. It's probably worse that way anyway. It grazes your skin. You stop squirming because you don't want to get cut. You don't know if my hand might just slip and really hurt you. I know that'll send you over the edge. I know that that's what it takes for you to truly live. Just being inches away from death. And if we're crazy enough, if we're feeling really, really connected, if there's something that just is set in stone between us, then maybe we could go further. I'm sure you know what that means. Will you love me enough, hard enough, deep enough to give your fucking life to me? It might not happen right away, but I'm already infecting you. I'm already putting those crazy thoughts in your head. It all starts so subtly. And then it just snowballs into a fuckfest of insanity, of depravity. You're gonna love every fucking moment with me. As someone that you care for, someone that you trust. And when that light switch flips off, and the mask has been taken off, you're gonna have a newfound love for me. I can't wait to make you my fucking slut. I can't fucking wait. Oh.